not a word I use often when describing my guests, but here it is. I'm going to watch the look on his face. The word is giddy. The word is giddy for my next guest. There he is, Dan Gaynor. Good reaction. Vice President, Free Speech, America Business, and the Media Research Center. Dan Gaynor is giddy today. Why? Apparently the Ravens had a big night last night. I went and watched. The Ravens came back from 19 points down in the fourth quarter. And apparently you're a fan, Dan.
Yeah, I'm a Ravens fan. It was a hard game to watch, but they were determined to win, and it was one of those freaky NFL games that you wonder, when it's all done, you wonder how they won, and the other team goes, how did we lose?
Yeah, fascinating.
And to add to it, of course, there's a lot of deep-seated hatred for Raven fans for Indianapolis. So
I understand, yeah. Well, something about loading semis at midnight and rolling out of town. There was something about that that just doesn't sit very well in Indianapolis.
We carry a grudge like some people carry their groceries.
Right. Fair enough. All right. So as I mentioned here a bit ago, I don't know if you've seen it, but I watched the Dave Chappelle special on Netflix, not canceled yet, despite the best efforts of the LGBTQ community. And boy, does he spend a lot of time hammering and ripping and laughing and joking at the expense of the LGBTQ community. But he says, it's really not about me against them. It's me against white people. You know, anyhow, I found a lot of pretty funny moments in it. People are outraged because a comedian is doing his job of what? Ripping on other people. That's kind of their job, right? So what do you make of it?
Well, you know, what's amazing is how much the major media have tried to cancel him, how much they want to destroy him. Netflix actually came out and said they're not going to take it down, even though the showrunner for another show quit. So this white person comes out and criticizes Dave Chappelle for his comedy and says, oh, you know, you're not supposed to be on our network. The white person running a show that was basically for black people. And then, you know, the idea that they can just destroy his career because they don't like what he has to say. And this happens now all the time. Dave Chappelle, though, he's like, don't worry about it. His response was, because he's gotten huge support, the rating for his show on one of the websites is like 96th percentile, and you know, he's like, if this is cancellation, he said, you know, give me more of it.
Yeah, well, and, exactly. You know, he's a guy who walked away from a $50 million contract here, what, a decade or more ago. So, yeah, I'm not interested. He said, I'm not doing that. Didn't like the deal. And he went and lived in a little town called, I learned this during the special, Yellow Springs, Ohio, all right? And I'm thinking, is that real? I look it up. It's real. It's just a little town in the middle of Ohio, I guess Dayton being the closest town of any size, maybe 45 minutes away. And literally, he lives in a town of 3,700 people in the middle of Ohio. It's where he used to go when he was a kid along with his dad. I did a little bit of reading. And the guy, you know, he knows who he is. You know, I'll give him that. He's not worried about what he says. He's not worried about getting canceled. He's got a net worth north of $50 million. If he got canceled from now until the end of time, it doesn't really affect him much, does it?
No, I mean, there's going to be outlets that are going to, you know, put him on. Fox would put him on. Despite some of the controversial things he says, they are the leaders of late night comedy now at Fox. So, you know, they'll find a place for Dave Chappelle. Somebody would. And that's how you begin to end cancellation.
Right.
Now, comedy, you know, you know this, you go back to the 1950s and 60s, comedy used to be counterculture. But then the left conquered the culture. They conquered, I mean, literally control every aspect of American culture now. Universities and the regular education and news media and entertainment media and government and business. And so if you dare speak out in any of those realms, you can get destroyed.
Absolutely.
And the fact
I mean, think about that. You know, I've said for many years now. What the world needs now is Sam Kinison to be resurrected and delivered to a stage somewhere so he could just go absolutely ballistic on every social norm that you're aware of, right? But George Carlin, folks, like George Carlin, brilliant individual. I mean, you cannot discredit the brilliance of George Carlin, who would be ripping on cancel culture in an eloquent, wonderful, and vicious way all at the same time. We need more comedians to rip on these people and to shame them back into their caves. And so I say, good for Dave Chappelle. You know what? He ripped on white people. Am I sitting here, oh my God, we've got to cancel Dave Chappelle. He ripped on people that look like me. No, I'm saying more of it. Give me a second serving. Let's do this. I agree.
Yeah, and God bless you mentioned Sam Kinison. I love Kinison. Friends of mine, we saw him in concert in Iowa, and I cannot even, you know, given cancel culture, cannot tell the joke he told that was sort of the way he closed it out and the way that every guy's wife or girlfriend who was there just turned and looked at, including the girlfriend of a friend of mine who was with us, just turned and got that side-eye look. It's like, you brought me here. But it was hilarious and inappropriate. And, you know, we used to be able to laugh at things. Yeah, you look back. I a friend of mine is asking, he's just sick at home. He's, you know, give me a show. Tell me something to watch. We started going through 90 sitcoms.
Right.
And now there are like an absolute billion of 90 sitcoms. You can find a sitcom making fun of anything.
Right.
And I was thinking back, one of the ones I really liked from Baltimore was Rock with Charles Dutton. And it was a real show. Charles Dutton's character played a you know, garbage man.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we don't have a comedy. I mean, comedians, their lifeline was college campuses, right? You can't book college campuses anymore because they get canceled because somebody's offended and some feelings are, so what? Shut up and let them talk. That's the beauty of America. We can make fun of each other. And boy, was he rough on the Jews last night, was Dave Chappelle. Good Lord. I don't know if you've seen the special. But you know what? He's abusive to everybody, right? That's the point.
You mentioned college. Jerry Seinfeld and others have come out very publicly and said they won't do college because it's just not worth it to them. You know, you say one thing and somebody gets offended. And then you got to deal with it. So, you know, you play. Chappelle is smart. He's playing to audiences he knows like him, and there's a huge number of those. And what's interesting is, as much as the crowds, you know, there's always somebody wants to, you know, complain. He doesn't care. Every comedian wants a heckler. Absolutely, every comedian. You know, I've seen some comedians eviscerate hecklers.
Absolutely.
In their audience.
So you want that, you know, like, right? You want, yeah. So you can play off. Anyhow, that's. I don't know if we need heroes in America today. We're short on those. We do need comedians. We need people to rip on cancel culture and the pandemic and all of the things that are going on. At least Saturday Night Live got in the game and finally started taking shots at Joe Biden. But Saturday Night Live is not the wit, the magic, the genius of some of these great comedians of our time, be it George Carlin, Sam Kinison, Dave Chappelle, people that are willing to, that are fearless, don't care, they're going to do it. Dan Gaynor, I got to leave it right there. Good stuff, as always, my friend.
Thank you.
There you have it, Dan Gaynor. We need more comedians. We need to be able to rip on this nonsense, all right? I'll be right back.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight. Because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in The Great American Story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old